Hello everyone, and welcome to Charlotte View. I'm your presenter Daniel, and I'm here with your host, Claudia Pareko. It's time for us to distance travel to South Africa and enjoy the Planetary Activation Series with Celia Fenn. These series of activations are designed to support the New Earth timelines by accessing the sixth dimension and co-creating the dream of the New Earth into a powerful story that will carry Earth forward into her future destiny. Celia Fenn is one of our featured innovative, wholehearted, and inspiring thought leaders. She is an international author and spiritual facilitator. She is well known as a channel for Archangel Michael and the founder of Starchild Global. She travels the world to work with groups of people, the energies of Archangel Michael, the Elohim angels, the Councils of Light, as well as the Cetaceans, to bring information about the transformation and ascension of the planet, the Christ Consciousness and the Diamond Codes, the significance of the Grail Codes and the Sacred Heart, and the work of the Indigo, Crystal, and Diamond Star Children. Just tune in, live or on demand, and share, share, share. At any moment, to participate on our shows, please call 805-830-8344 and press 1 to talk with Celia. The Earth is ready. She simply awaits the stories that you, as Masters of Time, will weave in the sixth dimension of imagination and archetype to carry her forward. 2016 energy is that of major transformation on all levels of society on Earth. Your soul missions keep pushing you to engage the creative imagination and to dream and tell stories, paint pictures, create music and dance that stabilizes the spinning timelines and aligns Earth with her destiny as a planetary star of diamond light. Celia is the author of A Guide to Complementary Therapies in South Africa, the ebook The Indigo Crystal Adventure, and The Diamond Codes, Light Information for the New Reality. Celia also works online through the Global Seminar Room, offering online webinar courses to a global audience and certificate courses in the new shamanism. Private channel sessions are also available on a limited basis. www.starchildglobal.com. Every Friday and Monday, join our group of podcasters who are making a positive difference in the world. Now, relax, get comfortable, and allow the activation of the day.
Thank you, Danny. And welcome everybody to Charlotte View. And today's episode is called The Planetary New Year and Lion's Gate. This is a transmission of love that Celia does every year. And in this year, it's going to be right before her famous webinar. And she still has some spaces to her webinar. And it's called the Lion's Gate 2017. And during this annual webinar, you can explore and integrate the incoming light codes and spiritual energies for 2017 until the 18th, when we will have our new planetary new year. So this goes from July to July. So just go to Celia's website, starchildglobal.com, and register there, and you will love it. So today's transmission is pretty much like we are paving the way for that to happen. And there's so much that is going on in July. And this has been a fairly lengthy period of sustained intensity. And Celia says, please focus your intention into maintaining your inner peace and power. We are passing through this period of challenge and testing, and we are bridging between the new and the old in our lives. But do not despair. Celia Fenn is here today to help us. Do not fall into victim consciousness or anger. Just allow the waves of multidimensional consciousness to get in. And during our activation with Archangel Michael, we will gently go back into that place of trust and flow. Again, the energies of July have built up, preparing the road to a major acceleration as we enter the planetary new year, this July 26th. And this is preceded by the day out of time on July 25th. And it is going to reach a climatic point in August at the Lionsgate, August 8th, and the lunar and solar eclipses in Leo. So this is a huge one this year. And we are so happy because Celia Finn will be back on Charlotte View Quantum Network on that same day. So put it on your calendar and remember to tune in. During all of her shows, there is a question part after the activation with Archangel Michael. And for questions, you can either log in our chat room here in Blog Talk Radio. You can comment on Facebook, but make sure you tag my name, Claudia Pureco, so I can find it. Or you can call our switchboard and ask the question. Now, again, the questions are on topic. So Celia is not doing psychic medium questions today. It's questions about the topic of the planetary new year, of Lionsgate, of the eclipse, of everything that is going on these times. So now let's bring Celia so she can explain us in better detail everything that I just presented to you. Welcome, Celia.
Hello, Claudia. It's wonderful to be here today. And also welcome to everyone who's listening and also those who will listen in later. As Claudia says, it's certainly a big one this year. You know, the Lion's Gate is always a very special time. But this year we have the extra energies of the eclipses, as you mentioned. So starting from today, the 21st of July, and running up to the 21st of August, we're in this month of intense shifts and changes and movements on both the personal level and the planetary level. And today I'm going to talk about the different things that are happening, and there's quite a lot of information. So I would suggest that if you have a pen and a pad next to you, that you just jot down some of the dates so that you can remember what's happening and when. And as Claudia mentioned also, I am running the Lionsgate webinar, which will also, if you wish to join in with that, will help to carry you through this period, because what we will be doing is working as a group on all of the key moments to allow us to come together and share together. So I'm seeing today's broadcast as an introduction maybe, or a preparation for that time, that month that we're going to be moving into, which really starts with the new moon on Sunday, new moon in Leo. So we're preparing for that beginning. It's really difficult to believe that we're back at the Lion's Gate. It seems like only yesterday almost that we had last year's Lion's Gate, but here we are again. And I think, I'm sure you will agree, Claudia, that one of the things I've noticed in doing this planetary activation series is that time is not linear anymore. We're definitely in a cyclical feeling of time. You know, we're in the sixth, seventh dimensions, we're multidimensional, and we're no longer working on the linear concept of time. So we're coming full circle, as it were, and the Lionsgate this month is the moment when we accelerate ourselves up into a new cycle or a new spiral. And so many of you might have noticed that all of a sudden, I think it was about a week ago, that time suddenly accelerated. It was very noticeable for me because I kept being late for things. I couldn't work out why I wasn't coping with time and my schedule. But I realized that, yes, time had definitely accelerated and that I had to adjust myself, because this acceleration that happened around 15, 16, maybe just before that, was time accelerating into this new spiral, which is going to be a new cycle of experience after or together with the planetary new year and the Lion's Gate. So very intense time. For those of you who are perhaps new to this, the planetary new year on the 26th was known by the ancient Mayans and the ancient Egyptians as being the moment when the Earth began its new cycle or new year. So we celebrate planetary new year on the 26th of July, whereas most people celebrate the new year the 1st of January. So what we're working with is not the Gregorian calendar, we're working with the galactic calendar. And this is the 26th of July. For the Egyptians, the ancient Egyptians, the 26th of July was the moment when the star Sirius rose in the sky with the sun. And of course, it still does. If you're looking at the sky from the perspective of the north, as the sun comes up, there is this bright star called Sirius. And to them, it was as though there were two suns in the sky. So this was the time of the two suns rising. And spiritually, that was the moment when new light codes, new energy was coming from the galactic center and is being amplified and transmitted to the Earth and to us in our life bodies by this conjunction of Sirius, the teacher star, and our star, the sun. And for the Mayans, it was also recognized to be the beginning of a new cycle. Those of you who follow the Mayan calendar will know that every year has its own tone or vibration. And the Mayans were very concerned with time. They were time travelers, time voyagers. And I just want to briefly talk about time because it's very important for us, those of us who are conscious and aware and awakened and who are embodying a multidimensional self, that we become aware of time. Because in our physical form, we travel or we work with time and space. So being able to master time is a very important part of what it means to be an embodied master on the earth. And as we become more familiar with time, we are able to work with it and flow with it. And that is why I said to you that being aware of the cyclical nature of time, it's the Lion's Gate again, helps us to understand that we are not in a chaotic sort of whirlpool of chaotic time. We're actually in a spiral, and we can consciously work with that spiral and create our own reality by understanding the nature of timelines. So we understand that time is not linear on the higher dimensions. It is cyclical or spiral. We understand that we can jump timelines, both consciously and unconsciously. As we move through this transformation we call ascension, we become aware that as a group of light workers, we quite often jump timelines. I think we jumped twice this year. Again, not everyone is aware of it, but you might be aware of things that are different, things that feel different, because you've jumped a timeline and it's made a difference in your life in some way. There are also parallel timelines and parallel universes. So when you become aware that you're not living in one place, you're shifting, you're jumping, you're moving, and that what moves you is often the choices that you make. Sometimes they're conscious choices. Sometimes they're unconscious or soul choices. But life is exciting. It's not just simply getting up in the morning, going to work, and coming home and going to bed. It's about the choices you make during your day. It's about what you think and what you feel, because that shapes the nature of your timeline. And you can change your timeline. If you're not happy with your life, change your timeline. And this is a very good moment here at the planetary new year and the Leo new moon to set your intention for the next spiral. If you want it to be at a higher level, if you want different things in your life, if you want abundance, if you want a partner, whatever you're looking for in your timeline, now is the time at the new year to set these intentions and to shift yourself. Use this acceleration of time to shift yourself into a new timeline, because that is what it means to be an embodied master, to be able to shape and weave and create through intention, through focus, and through light, the reality that you want to create in your life. So let's begin now with what's so special about this month that we're going into, when you have this opportunity to engage your intention and your focus and to engage with time and to actually create something that is in alignment with the Earth's evolution and with your own evolution as a being of light. So, as I said, we start with the new moon in Leo on Sunday, the 23rd, because the new moon is the time when we create intention. So on Sunday, I think make a time to sit down and create intentions for your new cycle, your new year. What do you want to create? What do you want to experience in your new year? And also be aware of the beings who are the guardians of the Lion's Gate process. These beings are called the Royal Lions of Sirius, the star Sirius. And there is the lion of yesterday and the lion of tomorrow. And the vortex or the gate is by passing through these royal lions, by acknowledging that you are not held either by the past or the future, but that you are totally in the present moment. And that as you pass through this gateway, you're creating a future which can also heal the past, but it all happens in this wonderful present moment. So as you create your intentions and you write them down, become totally in the present and experience yourself as an infinite being, someone who has the potential to create in and through infinity. Then on the 25th of July, is the day out of time. This is a Mayan concept, and it is that moment when you release the past and you're not yet in the new cycle. So it's almost like a day of nothingness, a void, a day of birthing. You're in the void, you're in the womb of the galaxy, and you're stepping into the new cycle. But before you leave the old one, before you start the new one, you're in this magical place of birthing. And it's a time to be joyful and playful and creative and just allow yourself to experience the magic of what is leaving and what is coming. And knowing that you yourself, as a magician or a creator, are making this reality as you go step by step. And it's always good to engage your own creativity on that day. Paint, write a poem, play music, get together with a group of people, even just being sociable, because you are engaging with this moment and celebrating it. And then the day that comes after that is the planetary new year. So I would suggest also that on the day out of time, make it a time of ritual, make it a time of sacred space. And then as you go into the 26th of July, then you are stepping into the opening of the Lion's Gate. It begins to open on the planetary new year. So what happens on the 26th is that the new is now ready to come through. We are ready to step into whatever is new in our future. We feel this as a moment of creative magic or creative energy, call it that. Because what happens is the light from the galactic center, which is focused through Sirius and through the sun and through the portal of the two lions, reaches the earth and begins to really accelerate the grids of the earth and our light body meridians as well. And they are infused with the diamond light codes. So this beautiful, clear, coherent light coming from the galactic center and the great central sun is then infused into the earth and into our light bodies. And the purpose of this is to introduce to us the evolutionary coding for the coming year. This is a really wonderful moment because now we have the information that we need to continue with our personal and planetary evolution. Now, I have to say that this acceleration actually begins in February, on the 2nd of February, 2-2. At a very low, we just begin to perceive what's coming. And it's interesting that in February this year, we had an eclipse in Leo. And that at the end of this period, we're going to have another eclipse. Sun will be in Leo. So it's going to be a really, what can I call it, intense, but also a very structured energetic shift. So if you think back the last 6 months or so, what has happened in your life? What have you felt in your life? What changes have there been? I know in my own life, I felt a very strong sense of my soul guiding me into a more, let me call it structured, a more intense, a more focused part of my mission. And I think many of us, as we stand here at the portal of the Lion's Gate, we are feeling our soul speaking to us and saying to us, it's time for whatever your soul, whatever the next step is, because we are now manifesting the new earth. We are now activating our soul mission for being in the new earth. And as I was saying to a friend of mine yesterday, it requires courage. It requires strength. It requires focus. We can no longer just say, okay, you know, like we have in the last 10, maybe 15 years, well, we're ascending. We're in transition. You know, I'm not feeling too good today. Well, you know, it's ascension, or I've got the ascension flu or whatever. We can't do that anymore. We have to now reach a point where we can say, okay, the energy is accelerated, but I am a warrior of light. I'm strong. I'm courageous. I will go forward and I will do the work. I will do what is required of me without focusing on how terrible I'm feeling or my life is falling apart or whatever. And I've been practicing that myself this year. And I have found, as Archangel Michael said to me, what you focus on will grow. So if you're focusing on how terrible you feel and how tired you feel and whatever, that is where your focus will be. But if you're focusing on, okay, I'm getting an infusion of new energy and that is going to assist me in creating what I need to or in manifesting my mission or whatever, and understand that that infusion of new energy, that acceleration of your timeline is what makes you feel so tired or so worn out or gives you bad dreams or whatever. But don't focus on it. Just know that it will pass and that you will align yourself and your frequency with those incoming light codes. and you will be fine, and you will be. So, and I'm saying this not because I'm wanting you to feel bad, but I'm just saying that this month is going to be very intense, and we're going to be accelerated and expanded because that's just the way it is. And to be prepared for it, not in a negative way, not in a fear way, but just in the way of understanding that as your cells accelerate and as your body accelerates, you will start to feel things more intensely. And I know that for myself, last night I had quite a bad dream, but I recognize that it's the energy that's coming in. It's shaking, it's recalibrating, it's making me feel a bit out of sorts. So I don't worry about it. I'm just moving on and knowing that this energy is going to focus into creating something new. So just allow yourself to move through that 26th planetary new year with confidence. Okay. And I think it's very important to have that confidence in yourself, because when you're trying to create a new timeline, a new life, if you are anxious and nervous and not comfortable, you're not going to move your frequency very high. But if you are expecting something wonderful, if you're strong and courageous and you're stepping into it, then you will be creating at a higher frequency. Okay, so you're taking your timeline creation, which is your life, to a higher frequency of light. Okay, what I want to also discuss too is that in this process of moving into a new timeline, we do have a choice. We can either, as I say, step into it with joy, or we can step into it with fear. And this will determine where we create. Now, I just wanted to say that because of this moment of choice, there are many people on the earth who are afraid of what the future might bring, what the new earth might bring. And so they try to keep themselves and humanity at a much lower level of vibration. And so they create events and incidents that lower frequency. I always remember that the first nuclear atomic bomb that was dropped in Japan was on the 6th of August, like 2 days before the Lion's Gate. And you will find that there is this tendency to create fear and negativity in this time period. There will probably be events that will create or attempt to create fear. And it's very important for us as individuals and as communities that we don't allow ourselves to fall into that fear in this month that comes. Whatever happens, we need to keep ourselves in that positive expectation that the new time cycle will bring us to a higher level of consciousness and a far better experience of our lives. Because if we don't, as I said, we will pull ourselves down. And we run the risk of just going round and round in circles and not getting anywhere, just repeating the same old thing again and again. And we don't want that. We want to shift into a higher expression of who we are and what we can achieve. So, Claudia, are you happy with what I've explained to you so far? Any questions?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, you're still there.
Yeah.
Checking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. After the new year, we move forward into the 8-8, the 8th of August, which is the actual climactic moment, as Claudia mentioned earlier, of the Lion's Gate. And that is the moment when those energies are at absolute peak. And on the 8-8, it's a very good time to do a ceremony, the 8th of August, and to really focus on what is your mission for the coming year, well, for your lifetime and for the coming year. I do feel that many of us, I know from the readings I do with people, we have shifted or expanded our soul mission. We're doing or being asked to do so much more, to step up and be what you really are, to be the strong, powerful being of light that you are. So you might find that as you settle down to do your meditation on the 8th of August, that you are also asked to step up and step up your work and be willing to be a leader in the new earth. Now, Archangel Michael always says that to be a leader is not necessarily to stand up in front of people and, you know, be important. Often being a leader is simply living your life from day to day, but doing it in such a way that you are making choices for the higher dimension, for the new earth, and for your multidimensional being. So leadership is making the choices in your daily life to create the reality that you want, of course, which the planet wants as well. So on the 8-8, remember and listen very clearly for the voice of your soul that will tell you what it is that you should be doing in this next stage. Then by the 12th of August, the Lion's Gate closes, and that moment we then have received the full power of the Diamond Light codes and of the codes for the coming year. And generally that is that, and we kind of have time to integrate the codes, feel what they mean to us, and just kind of relax until the equinox in September. But not this year, because we're in this very special time. We also have two eclipses in August. The first one is the date, the 21st is the second one. I'm not too sure what is the date of the first one. Did I write it down somewhere? I think it's the 7th. It's just before. Claudia, do you have the date for the first eclipse? No.
For the lunar
eclipse. Yeah, I think it's just the day before the Lion's Gate on the 7th.
Yes,
of August. Yes. That's right. Okay, so the lunar eclipse on the 7th and the total solar eclipse on the 21st. And for those of you who live in the United States, I believe that the total solar eclipse will be visible over practically all of the USA. So it definitely has a big moment coming for the USA, because as you probably know, the eclipses are those moments when there is an opportunity to release the old, integrate the new very rapidly. So the lunar eclipse on the 8th, on the 7th, just before the 8th, will be a moment just before the climax of the Lion's Gate when we will be allowed to release emotional patterns from the past and open ourselves to new patterns. And then on the 21st, the same thing, we will be able to release old patterns of our solar self, our masculine self, and take on the new patterns for our new cycle. So it's almost like spirit is giving us an opportunity to not only integrate the diamond codes and the new energies, but also to consciously make a choice to release what we don't need on the emotional and on the personality level, the ego level, and to bring together our masculine and feminine energies in perfect harmony and perfect resonance with the new earth. So we're moving into a time when we will be able to make that choice to be in total balance with ourselves, with all our energies, and with the earth, and to really resonate with the new path of the new earth. So before we go into our activation, I just wanted to mention that looking at the numerology, the numbers, that the 8-8 2017 is an 8 vibration. And as we move into next year, because we're moving forward now, that will be a 9 vibration. So we're moving through, the 8 vibration is infinity and empowerment. And the 9 vibration is mastery and wisdom. So what we're being allowed to do in this next year is to acknowledge our power, our infinite soul, and to embody that in a masterful way, which is exactly what we've been talking about. As we create our own reality, as we stand up in our courage and move forward in our soul mission. Then, in terms of the numerology of the entire year, 2017 was a 1 year, which is a new beginning, as you probably know. We did speak about the sacred earth and the new beginning. But as we move into the next year, we're moving into an 11-2 year, which is a year of initiation. So that means that after the Lion's Gate, and as we begin to integrate these new energies, we will probably experience some very powerful initiations into higher levels of consciousness. And these initiations are not always easy. They're sometimes challenges. But in whichever form they come, we need to feel that we are confident and that we have the strength and the power to actually stand in our power and deal with and cope with anything that is presented to us, and also to thrive and to create abundance and to be grateful and joyous about the fact that we are alive at this point and that we are witnessing the birth of this multidimensional crystalline diamond being that is emerging on the earth at this time. So this is a really wonderful place to be. So Archangel Michael is ready now to join us and to guide us in our activation for this evening. And what he's going to do with us is important, because he says that as we move forward into this month as a soul voyager, we need to be completely focused on our inner strength and our power and our courage. We are warriors of light. And he will help us to step into that and to align ourselves with the frequencies of the Lion's Gate and the incoming energies. So I suggest that you make yourself comfortable. You can lie down if you wish, or simply sit in your chair. Put your feet on the floor and make sure your spine is straight. And just begin by taking a deep breath. And take another breath, and one more. And so as you do that, you've been breathing in light and breathing out tension, stress, anything you don't need to hold on to at this moment. And so feel this beautiful, radiant, golden, diamond light in your heart. And just let your heart expand. And feel that light all around you, creating a beautiful aura of light around you. And imagine that you are joining this light body, this aura of light, with all the people who are listening at this moment and those who will listen in the future. And imagine that together we are creating a circle of light around the planet. And into the circle of light, we invite Archangel Michael to be our guide in this activation. So we feel the connection. Beloved beings of light, this is Archangel Michael, present here now to work with you and to guide you. We wish to first express our appreciation and our joy that so many of you have come together in this group to work with the incoming energies and to integrate them into your lives and into the earth. We wish you to know that you are surrounded by legions of angels, by ascended masters and beings of light who are here to support you as you take these steps through the Lion's Gate into this new part of your creation that is your life. So we are here to work with you, to assist you, to prepare yourself for the challenges and the joys of this month of transformation that lies ahead. So first we ask that you will work with aligning yourself. Feel that energy in your heart and allow it to move down your body through your chakras, through your feet and into the earth star chakra and down to the earth heart, the center of the earth. And as this light passes through each of your chakras, it brings them into alignment and connects you to the earth. And as you connect to the earth, beloved ones, feel power in your body. Feel the love, the strength, the support that comes from the earth as you ground yourself and acknowledge that your body is part of the earth, that it holds spirit in connection with the earth. And as you do this, feel your connection to the oceans, the mountains, the forests, the skies, the animals, the birds, the insects, the crystal realm, the plant realms, and to all of humanity as you connect with the unified field of planet Earth. And now we ask also that you feel your connection to the unified field of higher consciousness that is emerging. As beings of light are weaving and creating a new reality and a new earth. So bring that energy back into your heart now and allow it to move up your body through your crown chakra to the soul star and to the solar and galactic chakras and then to the cosmic chakra, the heart of all that is, the divine light. Feel the immense love of the divine heart and allow that to come down into your heart. And as you feel those radiant diamond light codes coming into your body, feel your consciousness is lifting and you're aligning with the unified field of higher consciousness. So let yourself feel that continuum of light and energy with yourself and your heart at the center and feel your heart expanding even more. And as you become aware of yourself and the different dimensional aspects of yourself, your light body and your physical body, become aware of your energy signature, which is the energies that you are giving out into your environment, into your community, and into the earth. And focus on transmitting outward the highest frequency of consciousness that you can. Connect to love, compassion, beauty, harmony, joy, abundance. Feel yourself thriving on earth. And let that idea of thriving and enjoying life be transmitted outward. And feel the great compassion for all those beings on the earth who are not thriving, who are caught up in ideas of limitation and lack, who are angry and fearful. Allow your transmission of higher consciousness to flow over them and allow them to align with a different view of what life on planet Earth is meant to be. So just take a moment to feel yourself aligning within yourself and allowing that transmission to come from your heart and from your energy field. And now, beloved ones, you take another step forward in which you begin to open yourself, your light body, and your physical being, every cell in your body, to the incoming diamond light codes of the incoming Lion's Gate for 2017. And as you do this, you may be aware of an acceleration in your light body or your physical body. But just remember that you are grounded. And if you feel this acceleration at any time in the coming months, allow yourself to ground into the earth and stay focused into your life and into the positive light that is coming in. And as you feel yourself opening to these new energies, become aware of how these energies will infuse your life with increased creativity, that it will infuse your life with a new calling, a new soul mission, new things to do, new things to create. Feel yourself expanding, your heart is expanding, your body is expanding, your light body is expanding. You are becoming all that you can be and all that you are. Stepping into your power as an infinite master of light on the earth in human form at this time. And just let yourself breathe into that, experience it, feel it. And beloved ones, become aware now of the presence on your left-hand side and on your right-hand side. And these are the royal lions of Sirius, the gatekeepers of the Lion's Gate. On your left is the lion of yesterday, and on your right is the lion of tomorrow. And you are in the center. You are the moment of the now. You are in infinite time and space. The lions are protecting you and assisting you and holding you in that place where you can begin your transformation into a new spiral of life and light and consciousness. Feel their energy. Feel their pride and their joy and their strength and their courage as they offer to share with you their qualities and their characteristics, and as they escort you across into the new spiral of experience and light that proceeds from this moment. And so as you are surrounded by these beautiful and powerful energies, embrace them in your hearts. Share them with everyone in the group. And now expand those energies outward. And feel that you are transmitting waves of higher consciousness, of wisdom, of spirit, of infinite compassion and light around the earth. So that as a group, you are becoming a part of the transmission of the new light that comes through the Lion's Gate. And allow your intention to be that no matter what happens in this month, you will remain in this place of peace and harmony, of strength and power, that you will draw on your soul and spirit. You will draw on the angelic realms and the masters and the royal lions of Sirius and all the beings of light who will walk with you as you move through this period and into a new manifestation. And so it is, beloved ones. Breathe deeply. Allow yourself to integrate. Hold that energy in your body. And yet return now into your physical form. Breathe deeply once again. And one more time, and then you can open your eyes. And we thank Archangel Michael now for his presence and his guidance as we feel him moving away and allowing us to return into our experience of the fifth dimensional world. So just you can move your arms and your legs and just allow yourself to become conscious of your body once again. And we do have a couple of moments now to join together and ask questions. Claudia, if you are there, we can move into question time. Okay. Do we have any questions?
Okay, so we're going to start taking callers. And again, we are asking people not to ask psychic, medium, or personal calls and questions. But let's start with Miranda, and she's calling us from California.
Hi, Celia. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. Yes, I really enjoyed listening to your show and all the dates, and I participated in the activation. But to be honest, I found that whenever I try to participate in such, you know, activations, I really don't feel anything happening as much as I try and focus and concentrate. But, you know, I'm sure something's happening on a level I can't really fully comprehend. But I was just wondering... you know, your feelings on that. I'm sure something's happening, but as I said, I just didn't feel anything. I don't experience any real change, at least during the activation. I'm sure as days go on or months go on, there must be some subtle changes happening.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get your thoughts.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people do say they don't feel anything. You know, there's two kind of levels. The one level where people have lots of feelings, and really feel the energies, and then people who don't feel anything, and then sometimes people that go to sleep while it's happening. I really do believe that no matter what you're feeling, you are receiving the activation. Mm-hmm. And even if your mind is kind of gatekeeping or saying, oh, well, nothing's happening, it's being received on the soul level and on the deep consciousness level. And it definitely will bring changes and make changes in on those levels. You know, that's why they're called activations, because they're meant to allow for processes to consciously initiate processes on deep levels. So even if you're not feeling anything, just by listening and by participating, you are indicating your intention to allow those processes to happen, you know, in your life and in your body.
Well, that's good. Yeah, because I have been always on the spiritual path, and the past 2 or 3 years, it's been a time of reflection and a lot of work, healing, and I just know that I've been experiencing the past few months just this desire and this to move forward and to really start my mission, you know, towards helping others. I have this strong calling that finally something's happening, you know. What I've always wanted to do, finally the opportunity is going to present itself very soon. So it's exciting. And
that's absolutely what I was talking about. Yes, everyone, well, lots of people have this feeling like it's now is the time, something's coming, and
right.
that we're moving into a really exciting time. It doesn't feel like that at the moment for many people. It feels just so chaotic and so disorganized. But I always think of it like, you know, these, what do they call them? When you look into all the colors are mixed up and a pattern emerges, a kaleidoscope, that we're in this chaotic moment, but the pattern is going to emerge very soon. And then we'll see where we fit in and what we've been called to do. So I really feel that very soon you will know where you're being asked to go.
Right, right. Well, thank you so much for your work, and I'm sure, like as we discussed, the activation did something, and I'm looking forward to the guidance from above and our angels and guides, and to move forward and be the light worker that we're meant to be.
And thank you for your contribution. I can hear in your voice that you have a lot of light, a lot of high frequency. So I feel that you're going to be really doing some wonderful work in the future. So thank you, Miranda.
Thank you, Miranda. So now we're going to go to caller 240344. Welcome to Charlotte. Can I have your first name and where are you calling us from? 240344, are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Can you hear us?
Yeah.
So do you have a question for Celia?
I guess my question right now is I'm in a nursing home right now.
I'm going to mute you now. So
too much noise.
Yeah, she wasn't ready for her question. And the thing is that when you press number one for people who are listening, that means that you're ready for your question. So let's go with caller 303819. Welcome to Charlotte View.
Hi, this is Marilyn. Hello, Celia. Thanks
for taking
my call. Hi. So interestingly, this past 10 months has been leading up to a place for me where the activation and the Lionsgate is really making a lot of sense. I've been developing a business plan to do an online kind of coaching business for people who are in sort of emotional pain and want some practices or tools to help them move forward. And I'm wondering how the how this energy, how this light can help propel my business both in terms of reaching the people who I can help and financially.
Okay, that's a wonderful soul plan, soul mission that you've got going there. You know, as I said, use these dates, use the new moon to set intentions. And I would suggest writing it down, making a vision board, or let spirit know that you're ready to go and you want to use this Lionsgate energy to accelerate or propel your vision. And then when you get to the 8-8, that is the moment to really step into your power and maybe do an activational meditation where you see yourself filled with light, stepping into this and really just attracting the people that you need so that financially it becomes viable for you to make this your full-time work. So you're using this energy wave and you're using the incoming light, almost like you would use if you're sailing and you would use the wind to propel you forward. So you're using this incoming flow of light to propel your business and your soul mission into existence. And, you know, just like I said to Miranda, now is the time. You know, this is the absolute moment to put all your energy and focus into this level of your soul work. And it will manifest. I'm very sure of that.
Oh, that's terrific. Well, thank you then. I will use the dates and use the frequencies and the energy.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited that, you know, we're sort of lifting together this energy on our planet and happy to be a part of it. So thank you for all of your good work to get us there. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Okay, Celia. Bye-bye.
So it appears that that's all. We don't have any more. We have a lot of callers, but if you're ready for a question for Celia, press 1, and that way I know that you want to ask a question. But if not, I think we are getting to the end of today's transmission. I'm checking the switchboard also. We have lots of listeners. Before we leave, there is a Pablo. And he is from Argentina, and he just wants to give you a big, big, huge hug, a lot of love, and all his thanks for all the work that you do, Celia.
Hola, Pablo. Muchas gracias.
Okay, so is there anything else that you want to tell us before we reach the end of the transmission?
Well, it's been great to be with you again at this very important time. And also just to mention again that our next show is on the 21st, and we'll have an opportunity to kind of look back and see, you know, what happened, and to also integrate those very powerful energies on the 21st. So I look forward to kind of what, how can we call it, riding the wave with you and integrating this powerful Lionsgate energy. So thank you, everyone, for being present with us.
And thank you, for Celia, for all your, the love and dedication. And, yeah, it was, it's going to be perfect to have a show on August 21st. So just check it out on Facebook. We're going to start announcing that. And just look back at into all of those dates that you mentioned during today's show. And you just gave us a big, huge tool there, Celia. And it's, I think that we have to become the masters and the magicians and the priestess of our own lives and use those dates in ceremony on the way that each one of us want to do it and see what happens, because it's pretty much our manifestation powers are like that. It's like playing with that. It's make it happen, but play with that and see how it happens for you.
Absolutely.
So, and thank you, everybody, for being here. And see you in a month. And goodbye.
Bye-bye.